Today we're taking an amen style chop and turning it into warm, tape-worn grit inside Ableton Live 12. The big idea here is simple. We do not want to wreck the break, we want to keep the swing, the movement, and the transient snap, but add that older, lived-in character that makes it feel like it came off a dubplate, a cassette, or a battered old sampler. That's the sweet spot for drum and bass and jungle. Start by loading a strong amen chop. You can drop the sample into an audio track, or slice it to a new MIDI track if you want more hands-on control. If you're using a full break, try to keep it in a tight 1-bar or 2-bar loop, and set your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. At this stage, resist the urge to overread it. Let the groove breathe first. Before we add any dirt, we need to clean the source a bit. Put EQ8 first in the chain. High pass the very low end somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble that doesn't help the groove. If the break feels boxy, make a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. And if it's too bright or brittle, gently soften the top end above 10 to 12 kHz. You're not thinning it out. You're just making space for the bass and preparing the break for processing. After EQ8, edge utility. This is a simple but important move. If the break is too wide or messy in stereo, narrow it slightly, maybe to around 90 to 100% width, and use the gain control to keep some headroom. In break processing, gain staging matters a lot. Every device should do a little bit, not all the work at once. Now the fun starts. Add saturator next. This is where the warmth begins to show up. Try a drive somewhere between +2 and +6 dB, and turn on soft clip. Then trim the output so the level stays similar before and after. That's crucial. If it only sounds better because it's louder, you're not actually judging the tone properly. A little saturation can make the break feel thicker, rounder, and more recorded, especially on the snare and hats. After that, drop in drum bus. This device is fantastic for turning a break into something heavier and more finished. Keep the drive modest, maybe around 5 to 15%. Use boom very lightly or turn it off if the kick is already strong. What you really want here is a touch of crunch and maybe a little transient control to help the snare keep its crack. Be careful, though. Drum bus can overcook an amen chop really fast. If the snare starts losing its whip, back it off. Now we're going after the tape-style feel, and that means softening the top end and adding a little instability. Put auto-filter after the saturation and drum bus. Set it to low-pass mode and bring the cutoff down gently, somewhere around 12 to 16 kHz. Keep resonance low so it doesn't start sounding obviously filtered. The point here is not to mute the highs completely. It's to take the modern shine off the hats and make the loop feel older and less digital. If you want, you can automate the cutoff very slightly over 8 or 16 bars so the break feels like it's drifting or warming up over time. For a more obvious vintage edge, add either Redux or Dynamic Tube. If you want the sound to feel more degraded and grainy, Redux is the obvious choice. Use it lightly, though. A small amount of downsampling and bit reduction goes a long way. Keep the dry slash wet somewhere around 10 to 25% if you're using it on the main loop. If you want something warmer and more musical, Dynamic Tube is usually the better move. It adds chewy harmonic color without making the break feel too obviously lo-fi. In a lot of cases, I'd rather use Dynamic Tube on the main loop and save Redux for a parallel layer. Next comes compression. Add compressor to glue the loop together. We're not trying to flatten it. We just want the break to feel tighter and easier to place under a bass line. A ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1 is a good starting point. Use an attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transients can still punch through, and a release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, or just use auto. Aim for only 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. If you've already saturated the break heavily, you may need even less compression than that. Now do a final tone check with another EQ8 near the end of the chain. This is where you polish the result. If the hats are too sharp, take down a little around 3 to 6 kHz. If there's too much mud, clean up around 200 to 300 Hz. If the top end still feels too modern, gently roll off a bit more air. The goal is warm, not dull. You still want the snare to speak and the kick to hit. At this point, the break should feel more rounded and aged, but it still needs groove. Amen style drums live or die on feel, so now we add some human movement. If you're working with MIDI slices, use the groove pool and try a light swing or an extracted groove from another break. Keep the timing adjustment subtle and don't force everything onto the grid. Ghost notes should breathe a little. Snares should stay solid. The best jungle loops feel locked in, but not robotic. If the break sounds good solo, check it in context too. This is really important. A loop that sounds massive by itself can be too bright, too cloudy, or too busy once the bass and hats come in, so always audition it with the rest of a track. The break should support the groove, not fight it. If you want even more control, print or freeze the result and turn it into audio. That gives you a lot of freedom. You can chop it again, reverse pieces, automate fills, and resample it without piling on more CPU. A great arrangement trick is to keep three versions of the same break, one fairly clean version for intro or breakdown sections, one warm tape grit version for the main drop, and one dirtier parallel version for fills or transitions. Speaking of parallel layers, that's one of the best ways to add grit without destroying the core groove. Duplicate the break or route it to a return track, then process that copy more aggressively. Try EQ8, saturator, maybe overdrive or amp, and then an auto filter. You can even add redux if you want more texture. Keep this layer quiet underneath the main break. Let it contribute mids, crack, and attitude while the main loop keeps the punch and clarity. There are a few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't oversaturate the break. If the snare turns fizzy or the kick loses its shape, you've gone too far. Second, don't kill the transient. Tape warmth still needs to snap. Third, don't leave too much high end if you want that older feel. And fourth, don't forget headroom. Saturation and drum bus can add a surprising amount of level, so keep trimming as you go. Here's a really useful pro approach for heavier drum and bass. Keep the sub region out of the way. The break should own the mids and highs, not the low end. High pass if needed, and let the bass line carry the weight down the low. Also, think in layers, not in one magical preset. Clean core loop, separate dirt layer, subtle automation. That combination usually sounds way more professional than trying to make one chain do everything. For arrangement, you can make the break feel like it's evolving over time. Start with a filtered or partially revealed version in the intro. Bring in more body in the first drop. Then increase the grit slightly into transitions or fills. One really effective move is to make the second half of the bar a little rougher than the first. That gives the loop a sense of memory, like the repetition itself is wearing the sound down. If you want to push the tape vibe even further, add tiny, slow changes to pitch, filter cutoff, or even utility gain over long phrases. Keep it subtle. We're talking about instability, not an obvious wobble effect. That slight unevenness can make the loop feel older and more human. So the recap is this. Start with a strong amen chop. Clean it up lightly. Add warmth with saturator. Shape the punch with drum bus. Soften the top with auto filter. Add vintage character with dynamic tube or subtle redux, glue it with light compression, and then bring back the human feel with groove and small timing edits. If you want the biggest payoff, use parallel dirt and arrangement automation so the loop changes as the track moves forward. The whole point is to keep the break alive, but age it beautifully. That's the real jungle and DNB sweet spot. Raw enough to hit hard, warm enough to vibe, and controlled enough to sit under a massive bass line.